שטייט אין רמב"ם, חביבו היא מצוות חניקה עד מאוי. מצוות חניקה אז חביבו היא עד מאוי. זאת אומרת, כאשר רמב"ם יד החזוקה never comes to give different marks and different levels to the mitzvahs and say that mitzvahs chanike is chaviva hi ad me'oid. It's a very chaviva dike mitzvah. The Magid Mishneh brings down on this Rambam, what is the mokir from Rambam? As chaviva hi mitzvahs chanike ad me'oid. Zot the Magid Mishneh as shayt in the Gemara in Shabbos, כל הזויר בנר, הווה ליבונים תנירי חכומי. זאת איזה מוקר, אז חביבו היא מצווה סחני כעד מאוי. And the question is, what is the mocker from this halacha? Because הזויר בנר, הווה ליבונים תנירי חכומי, that chavivo in mitzvahs chanukah ad me'oid. So they say over a famous maisha from Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe asked the kasha. We know in America 70 years ago the Yidden there were moisel nefesh to keep Shabbos. They would go to a work and Shabbos they would not come, and Sunday they knew that they have to look for a new job. And the next week and the next week. So Reb Moshe asked, so how it could be that these kids of these people didn't become afrum? No, Baruch Hashem, we see the doyres are coming back. How it could be the parents were meiser nefesh for Shabbos? Mesiras nefesh for Shabbos? And the kids are not shemri Shabbos. So Reb Moshe said, because when the father came back Sunday morning, when he got the letter that he's fired from his job, he came crying home, he told his wife, I lost my job again. Shabbos, when he was doing Kiddush, he was crying. Him and his wife were discussing, you know, we'll have to look for a new job. He was Meiser Nefesh, but the kid didn't see the Simcha of the Mesiras Nefesh. He said he knows one family, and in that family, the Sukkot decoration was all the papers that he got that he can't come back to work. From that family, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, come inside. A lot of Talmidei Chachamim. From that family, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim came out. Says in the Posuk, Hineni Noit, the Welt Asa Kasha. It says, Rigzu, we say it every night, Ve'al Techeto, Imru Bilvavchem, Timchasa. Rigzu Ve'al Techeto, Imru Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem V'doy Musela. The Gemara says, Rigzu, Le'oilom Yargiz Odom Yeitzer Toi Val Yeitzer Ra. Nitzchoy Muto. Ve'im Lav, Imru bilvavchem ve'al mishkavchem sekrishme lintoyre v'doy musalo. And if you can't win the Yetzirore, try to win him with learning Torah, with saying krishme, rigzu ve'al techeto, imru bilvavchem sekrishme, ze teire shenemar al avavecho, al mishkavchem sekrishme, ve'im lav, v'doy musalo, yazkir lo yoyim ha-misa. Frag the world, if yoyim ha-misa is such a good medicine, that if you take this medicine, you win the Yetzirore, why not to start with this medicine? Instead of Rigzu Ba'al Techeto, Imru Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem, go straight to V'day Musela. And if you go straight to V'day Musela, be no Yetzirore. So different answers. Some people say that medicine you take too much, you know, you get addicted to it. Andal Zogin only helps after learning Torah. Zot Rebienes and Ibishitz, you're right. V'day Musela is a very good medicine. If you maskir yoyim ha-misa, the Yitzhahara dies. But the problem is that the kids don't become the day. They see the father going around, yoyim ha-misa, yoyim ha-misa, yoyim ha-misa, they run to somewhere else. So he could win the Yetzer Hara, but he could lose the family. To have his family, he has to have Simcha Sateira. Shaitin Bach, why was a Gzeire that the Samigdosh was Chorev and the Menorah was Chorev? That the Yevonim took away the Menorah for a couple of years. Zot the Bach, because they didn't do the mitzvah b'simcha. The Nisrash of the Simchoso shel mitzvah. The tikkun was that they made it besimcha. They made it anukas habayit besimcha. The Yevonim were meisor nefesh. The ganze av. This is the reason hazoyer bener. This mitzvah that we have to show chavivus to the mitzvah. Have a lebonim talmidei chachomim. Zog the Rambam, if this mitzvah causes bonim talmidei chachomim, muzayin that this mitzvah is chavivu yad meoid. It's a special chavivus to this mitzvah. This is the reason we say the Ari HaKodesh Asaka Shebimei Matisyov Ben Yoichonon Kohen Gadol Chashmono Yobonov. Why Bimei Mordechai VeEsther? We don't say who was the father of Mordechai VeEsther. Here we say Bimei Matisyov Ben Yoichonon Kohen Gadol Chashmono Yobonov. So the Ari, this is Mahalach. But the Mahalach is again that this way of Simcha Sateire, of Simcha Samitzvahs, this is the Etzem the Yosei of Chanukah. So I want to say before we start the Mesiba VeEtzem, the chest of the Mesiba is all the oilim that are sitting here, the connection is Avodas Hashem, Limud HaTeire, but I think the specialists, the bazundere shaykhs that we have together is to learn Teire mitoich simcha, mitoich vehar ivno Hashem Elokeinu as divrei Torasecha befinu. This is the difference. And no mitzvah, we never daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the tefillin not to pressure on the head. Or we don't daven, make the tzitzis not to be so hot in the summer. We don't daven, we do the mitzvah, we're happy to do it. Every morning we daven, V'ha'ariv no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Torasecha. Give us gishmak. Zog de britzkerot, teire mit gishmak, v'teire on gishmak, is a andere teire. A person has to dance after a seder. This has to be Meshuggah to learn Torah. Avas HaTorah. This is the reason Shaitan Alas Forim that Chanukah is connected to Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's even the Mesiras Nefesh, because the Yesod of Chanukah is to show we want to learn Torah, Torah Sheba'al Peh, Zog de Tanchume, is only nikna to people that are Meisar Nefesh on it. You can't learn it without Mesiras Nefesh. You can become a doctor in learning. But at Talmid Chochem you have to be Meisar Nefesh. And we daven every morning, V'harib No Hashem Elokeinu. You have to have Avas HaTorah. So I say every year, I have to say it over again, Mamir's Poshet Azeh. You know, we said today, Nalanisim, if you go around in the world and you ask someone, what was the Nes of Chanukah? What they will say? The oil. The oil was lighting for 8 days. The oils were lighting for 8 days. This is what they will say. But today when we said on Al-Nisim, Rabim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'yad tehoirim, Reshoim b'yad tzadikim, Zaydim b'yad oizki serosecho. This is what we daven on, this is what we take. Frekzach tekash. Mitzad echol, when we go around, we put on the menorah, we do the zeicher for what? For the oil, Pach HaShemen. We open Al-Nisim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rabim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'atahirim, Rishon b'atzadikim. We don't mention the oil. We say v'achar kach bo v'necho l'idvir b'isecho v'avudrom zok. Eif shos get of the neiras. The answer is very poshut. The thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't say thank you for oil. We didn't need the oil. 3 years the Beis HaMikdash was without oil. We could manage another 8 days without oil. Baruch Hashem sidol lomdim do. The London now, Shtumah Hutra Betzibur, was different ways to do it. Was all different ways. We didn't need the oil. Yeah, take a seat. We didn't need the oil. The thank you, and what we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for saving us. Rabim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'yad tehoirim, Rishoyim b'yad tzadikim, and this we say thank you. To say thank you on oil, this is the reason our Nisim, we don't mention the oil. Because the thank you doesn't come on the oil. The thank you comes on saving us. So why would we symbolize the Nes We symbolize the nest with oil. That is to symbolize with knives, with guns. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And the ganze symbolizes the nest. We save it, we do it with oil. But the Teretz is, Chaim Shmulevitz Zok Tayesoid, says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. He promised that he will save us. Hitler, he saved us. Stalin, he saved us. Nebuchadnezzar, Titus, Nimrod. All the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And he will save us. Everyone is trying to kill us. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. But sometimes he saves us because he has to save us. And sometimes he saves us because he wants to save us. How we know if he saves us because he has to save us, or he's saving us because he wants to save us? How we know? Come inside. How we know? Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you go around, you come to a house with a little baby born, and you see a lady holding a baby, washing the baby, putting the baby, cleaning the baby, and you wonder to yourself, this is the mother, the Yiddish mama, or this is the helper, the nurse. How do you know? Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if when she finishes to wash the baby, she puts him down, she goes to the dishes, to finish the mama. If when she finishes to wash the baby, she picks up the baby and she gives him a kiss and the forehead, we know Dossi the Mamet. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. He promised he will save us. But the Shaila, if he does it because he has to or because he wants to. How Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us that he wants to? When he gives us a kiss. He gave us the oil. We don't need the oil. We didn't need the rest of the oil. But Hashem wanted to show us, I'm saving you my kindalach, not because I have to, because I want to. ואחר כך בואו בונךו לדביר ביסךו וידליקו נרס בחצר סקוצ'כו. So when we go around and we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't say thank you for the kiss. We say thank you for saving us. Kiss ahel, kiss ahin. Thank you for saving us. But when you're going around in the world and we want to show the world that we are kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to show the world that we're... Come inside. But we want to show the world that we are the kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we show that we are the kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We go around, we tell the whole world, we got a kiss. We got a kiss. There's one more time that we got that kiss. When we went out of Mitzrayim, Shteitel Chazal from the sides, you know, with chocolates, chveis, jellies, all different zachen coming from the sides. What's the pshat? I get it, Kiryas Yamsuf. Ma shelo yiro aso shivcho al hayam, ma shelo yiro yechezkel ben buzi. We need a little bit of chocolates, and every Rebbe and every Cheder in the world is busy telling his kids about the chocolates that came out from the wall. But the Teretz is, and this is the reason because the Mesera to teach it to the kids, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it and why we have such a Mesera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that we will go out of Mitzrayim. But he wanted to show us, I'm not doing it because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. Kiss. This is the reason B'Shas Kriyas Yam Suf, he gave the extra kiss. How Klal Yisrael spent back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this kiss? It's one mitzvah that Klal Yisrael never said. One mitzvah that Hashem never said, Kivyochel. Klal Yisrael went on their own, and they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will keep it. One mitzvah, from Kol HaTaryag. It's not even a Taryag. We say it every morning in the evening, if you don't skip it. And as Yosher, Ze keili ve'anveyu eloi ke'ovi v'aroi memenu. In the middle of Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will also do the mitzvahs nicely. We'll do it extra. We will show you we're doing the mitzvahs not because we have to. We're doing the mitzvahs because we want to. Hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah. This is the reason it's so modne. And Chanukah is the only mitzvah. I'll ask you modne. And tefillin. Lama zog. As a musag, if a poshta person puts on one tefillin, a machmir puts two. Go and Machmir puts one day two, you know, 7 days in the week. The first day one, second day two, three, four. Shabbos he doesn't put on. I never heard. What's the pshat? Why put in Chanukah? Not only that, you could put one candle. You could put oil. You could put eight oil. You could put eight for everyone. You could put two menorahs, one downstairs, one upstairs. So much you're doing that you could do in Chanukah. What's the pshat? Because the Teretz says Chanukah was a kiss. The whole symbolize, the whole chefze. If the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you, Zakta Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we want, in the same mitzvah, we go back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and we say, we love you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the question is, why in Chanukah we got a kiss? Why after Hitler killed us we didn't get a kiss? Maybe I'm not allowed to say it, Ich bet mechile. But what is the pshat? Hashem saved us, Klal Yisrael from nothing became millions all over the world, yeshivas, although the special kiss. Why only in Chanukah we got a special kiss? The Teretz is, because in Chanukah we were moiser nefesh for learning Torah. We could have stayed like that. We would manage. I'm sure the modernische Gesagt, you don't live with it. A couple years will take time, the world changes, and we'll start to learn again. Why to go against the water? No, with the water. Chanoich lanar al pidarko, they call it, yeah? Chanoich lanar al pidarko. You know, with it, with it. And Batisyo said, Mimachta milchome. We're meister nefesh. We can't stop to learn. Not one side or not two side or not three snoring. Day and night, we meister nefesh to learn Torah. And only because we're meister nefesh to learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Yeshua. A Nes. Don't understand. To have imagination that millions of soldiers and big elephants are coming. And 20 people are standing with guns, with knives. And everyone dies. But it's not enough. Hashem said, I want to give you a kiss. This is the Chanukah. And what we have to be mitzchazek in Chanukah is in limud ha-teirah b'mesirus nefesh. But the idea of this mesiba, mirtzeh Hashem, have a whole night in front of us. But I want that the idea will be, and this is what I try to give over, that mesirus nefesh to teirah could come with gishmak, with candies, with chocolates. It comes with a kiss. If the kids see the father learns till 3 o'clock by night, but they see him dancing, then they'll become Talmidei Chachamim. If they see him sad, oi, when it's 3 o'clock, when it's 3 o'clock, they'll say, you know, they will ask already when it's 7 o'clock, you know, second Seder will be enough for them. We have to be Meisel Nefesh, or the Be'av and the Simche. So we'll start with Ledidikai, the Simche, and Mirtzeh Hashem, we'll go to Divrei Torah, and Mirtzeh Hashem, we'll have a Simchas HaTorah, aber es wird noch ein Zach. It's hard for me not to say it. When I come to a room and I see a person light a menorah, 8 candles. 8 candles. Person lights 8 candles. Mehadrin mina mehadrin. He's kissing. Not candles, oil, not 1, 8. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you so much. I'm mehadrin mina mehadrin. And meister nefesh to learn Torah. And meister nefesh to learn Torah. And he closes his gemara and the battle tzach began to Chanukah. I go to vomit. I'm sure of the other. Don't light the menorah. You know, you could light, first, you could light 1 candle. If a person has a shayla, psukhi de zimra, 1 candle, oil, for sure 1 candle is more important. Psukhi de zimra is more important. 1 candle, you yoytze lekule alme. Hadrin. Psukhi de zimra, you have to say. Say, we want to be machmiri. But the first thing is mesirus nefesh. Again, the ave and the simcha. But we have to say, Chanukah, festkeit. Sitting and learning day and night, it's hard. But it's not batlonim arum. Mesirus nefesh, we don't have to have. Learn to 5 people will come now with guns. If we're learning Torah, they will shoot us. Everyone will start to learn with the Gantz Shtarkeit. So what can we do? Instead of guns, they come face with phones, with andere Sachen. But those are the guns. We have to be meiser nefesh. Meiser nefesh to learn Torah. If we're meiser nefesh to learn Torah, besimche, be'ave, mit geschmack. A person has to know, it doesn't take more from a day or two. The Yitzhahara, I say, alemol. Avraham Avinu was walking to the Akedah. He saw a huge mountain. Then he saw water. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming to up to his neck, to his mouth. A person like Avraham Avinu could say, you know, I've been out to eat, it's so dangerous, I could slip in the water and I will die. And if Avraham Avinu would turn back, he would tell his kids, I had to do the Akedah, it just didn't go. It was water till my mouth. My age, over 100, it's very dangerous, it's slippery. He went one more step, the water disappeared. But if he would never make that step, he would never know in his life that the water could have disappeared. Some bochim, it's so hard for them. And I'm laughing, it's one more step. But they gave up before that extra step. One more step, you'll be gdolim. You'll be the shas yoshu v'avuch. It's very hard. Every Nisayin is very hard. You know, the Matisyahu, they lost. Elazar died in the war. They lost one son. And then they won. But are we losing? Where's the Nes? Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean to do it and to hope here tomorrow. I will be Mesiras Nefesh, Ava Sateira. I will have it Gishmak. I will have it Gishmak. It takes a bit of time. Although it's so quickly, when a person will get this Mesiras Nefesh, the Gishmak in learning, Rav Shach Gizok Tamol, I don't know if I will get Gan Eden. Weil ich gehad das auch Gan Eden in der Welt zu lernen und Teire, ich weiß nicht, dass ich überhaupt Gan Eden. Every Bacher could come to that feeling. I was last week in Shabbos, ich weiß in a place for younger Bacher, you know, maybe it's bizarre to say it over here, but I'm sure you remember when you were very young. I was in a sifta there, someone spoke a good darshan. And he told the Bacher, Abbas HaTeire, Shkirs in learning, he told them, to these kids. You remember, I'm sure, people are a little kid. You see, I'm a little kid, takes a book and reads. You know, and his parents trying to call him, and he's into his book. People could take away his pillow, he doesn't realize. They could take away the bed, you know, he doesn't realize. Five o'clock in the morning, he realizes. So everyone has this koichas. This is the koichas has to be in learning. You learn, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. This is the Mesiras Nefesh. So the person will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have this koichas. Hashem will tell him, when you're a little kid, when you read a book, you had this koichas. So it's only the shayla to be interested. And I'm promising you, it's so close. All of you are already holding in the last step. And you become a zelchatam yinei chachomim. No, this is Mesiras Nefesh. Aber lo memachem das besimcha bet lebedikait. Moti.
Just before I start, The Welt asks, what's pshat? Why do we stress the oiske serasecha? Why do we say loimde serasecha? Mekayme mitzvasecha. What's the inyan of oiske serasecha? What's the oiske part in it? It's yadua that in Birchas HaTorah we say two brachas. We say the bracha of Asher Bacha Banu Mitalamim, which is talking on Torah Shebitzav, and there's the bracha of Lasik B'divrei Torah, which is on Torah Shabbat Peh. And we know the Yavanim wanted the Oika Torah Shabbat Peh, which is, that's what we're stressing in our Nisim, that we're saying, which is this last week with David Sarah, they wanted to be Oikir Torah Shabbat Peh, like Rabbi said before. The Shaila is, why did Dafka want to be Oikir Torah Shabbat Peh and not Torah Shabbat Peh? We can explain it, I'll tell you the Sugya in Erevin, the Gemara says over there, Dafka Gimel, Eileva Eile Diver Lekim Chaim. So, the Shaila is, how can you have two pshat in there? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, there's only one pshat. How can we come along and say two pshat in it? Zoktem in the author of Slobodska says in Haritzofim, Pshat is that every Talmud that says a Sfar, even though it's only a half a minute, it's a Toz, it becomes a Chiluk of the Torah. It could be Yitzhak with a Torah with it. You don't know, even though it's a mistake, Chiluk becomes a Chiluk of the Torah. But Moshe says in Akdama and Yus Moshe Zalbazach, he says that it becomes the Ikka Halacha in the Torah, if you're Amal in the Torah, even though it could be a mistake, when you come to the Imka of the Halacha, it becomes a Chiluk of the Torah. That's what you can say, Pshat. In fact, that everyone says his Svara, it becomes a Chiluk of the Torah. But the Shah is asked, the Gemara in Slubas, Daphne and Zion, says, the Gemara has a Chakir over there. There's two Amarim with the Talmud of one Rebbe, and everybody said a Svara. The Shah is, did they say, everyone was saying the Svara from their Rebbe? And always pshat, that everyone said a svara mitzad atzmai. So Rashi explains pshat, if everybody's saying a svara mitzad atzmai, so it could be eilev eilev divra lekim chayim, and he's saying a svara like he said, and if he's saying a svara like he said. Always pshat, that they said it both from the same Rebbe, and then one of them is vada neshakta. So the Velt asks, what's pshat? If they both say, just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one thing, every Talmud can say his pshat, and it becomes two pshat. And also when a Rebbe says a shir, it could be one pshat, and every time we can touch it off his way. Why does it have to be that chad min ha-meshakel, like Rashi is saying? So after you can answer with the Ritva over there in Erevin, and he says, Eile ve'ele devil kim chayim, but when the Rebbe says the shir, he's only saying one pshat. But when it comes down to Teresh of Al-Peh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're talking about Svaras, over there there's an ayin that was in this Kaddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Teresh of Al-Peh. He wasn't machriya. He gave memtes shatim lahate memtes svaras lesa, and he left it to chachme oisadar to be machriya between what the halacha is. So taka, that's if it's taka, we're actually saying that everyone says his svara memela. It now becomes the halacha of that day. It's like we see over there. The Gemara brings down the story with Rabba, where there was a machloket between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yeshiva Shemaila. If machloket in Yeshiva Shemaila Rabbi Tamer, if it's Tamer Atar, and they said that Rabbi should be... that are machriya the Torah Shabbat Peh. Now we can understand now that's pshat in the Zaydim Biyad Eskis Erosecha. Yavon, the Ikva of Yavon was Teva. They wanted everything to go with the Teva. But we're saying now that the Torah is the one that's machriya the Teva. We're the ones that are machriya the Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Torah is machriya the Teva. Like Chazanish, somebody came to Chazanish and said that he had a problem with his lungs and he wanted to go for an operation, Futzlaritz. So Chazanish said he doesn't have to go. So he said the doctor told him to go. Chazanish said, Zelba Shaila comes up in Hilchus Treifus, and the Mechaber says that Behem is Kasha, and Ramah says such a Behem is Treif. So if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael, so Memela you'll stay a Kasha, and if you go to Chutz Laretz, Memela will pass from like Ramah, you'll become a Treifah. So maybe you're going to die. So we see from there that the Torah, that the Chachma Reisadar are the ones that are Machriya what the Teva should be, and that's what Yavin didn't want. That's what bothered them. It didn't bother them so much the Torah. What bothered them was that people are coming and Oike the Teva is what they stood for, and that's what they didn't like. Actually, you could be moist on this. We have to understand how much across the Torah we need for Rebbe. We know the Teva of Bochrim in Goliath. I don't know so much. I don't have experience yet. But when it comes to Hanukkah, and the Olim starts finding hard to learn in Hanukkah afternoons, and afterwards there's none. And that's the Teva, that's what Yavon wanted. He wanted to bring everyone down. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chachma Isadur that can be kaved and turn over the Teva and take away the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Rebbe that's going to help us go through. In fact, he helped us all the way now. Everyone has to understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu took with God. And Baruch Hashem, that I saw today in Shir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be like this. I'm the Eilim, steiging us through Rebbe's help. The grace of Shkara.
After his murder, maybe the Yasser Sa'ori is Basitach HaPshat, is Bavus, that is a Chinuk Yesoidi, Zwischen der Rambam mit der Shulchan Aruch. Der Rambam is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, Yada Chazoker Leho Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is Oirach Chaim Lemalo Lemaski. What is the difference? What is the difference in between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? The Shulchan Aruch is a calendar. You get the first halacha is Ashkana Saboika. If you wake up in the morning, what's the time? The first halacha is what to do? If you wake up in the morning, then the halacha is Asher Yotza. Und dann geht der Halloche, noch dem Zitzis, noch dem Tfilin, noch dem Psuke des Zimre, Krishme, Shmone Esre. After that you have Ilche Shabbos, Beza Knesset, Ilche Seude. You finish your day, comes Ilche Shabbos. You finish Shabbos, comes Rosh Chodesh. Then it's Ilche Pesach. Then Ilche Shavuos. Then comes the Halloche of Tisha B'Av. Noch dem kommt der Halloche of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkos. Chanukah and Purim finishes the halachas. See? Oir HaChaim, a person that knows that, knows what to do. Rambam is not a Seder Hayoyim. Rambam is a Sefer from the Mitzvahs. Where we see the Chilik Tzavishin, the Rambam, with the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam is Sforim. It's a Sefer Zmanim Leho Rambam. And Sefer Zmanim Leho Rambam, we have Hilchos, Shvisas Osoy. There's no Hilchos Yom Kippur. Because no one opens the Rambam in day of Yom Kippur to know what to do. A person wants to know Shvisas Osor, he opens Hilchos Shvisas Osor. Other if a person wants to know what to do in Pesach, there's no Hilchos Pesach, it's Hilchos Chometzu Matzah. A person wants to know Hilchos Chometzu Matzah, he opens and he looks Hilchos Chometzu Matzah. This is what a person looks in. It's not, as I said, there's no Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Rambam. Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar. Masha'egen in Shulchan Aruch is Pum Fakar. It's not Halochas. Shulchan Aruch is not a Sefer Halocha. It's a Sefer to know what to do Oir HaChaim. So we want to know what to do in the day of Yom Kippur, Hilchos Yom Kippur. The day of Pesach, Hilchos Pesach. The day of Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So like this, it fits Keseder. Lamashal, in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Purim. What to do in the day of Purim? In Rambam, Hilchos Megillah. It's Purim. That's Halachos of Purim. Hilchos Megillah. As I is Keseder, Shulchan Aruch is dates. Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach. In Rambam is Halachos. Shvisas Osor, Chometzu Matzot, Ki Hashofar. One Zach is different. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. And Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Purim v'Chanukah. Same, Shulchan Aruch is dates. But the Rambam, if you say that the Rambam had to be Hilchos Adlokas ner Chanukah. What does Hilchos Chanukah? So this is what I said, Eddie, I was not planning to say it really, but they said now before. So Alamo, I said over the Torah from some Shashiva in America. There's a Shashiva in America that said over Pshat. As the Pshat is, as the Pshat is, in Rambam steht in the Akdom of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, said the Rambam, that the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he written down, the Rambam says, why he written down the Yadach HaZoke? She'odom lo'imed, toiro nevi'im v'ksuvim, ve'achar kach koire ba'sefer hazeh, ושוב אין לו צורך לספר אחר. Das ist Yana Chazoki. This is the reason the Rambam says, I called it Mishneh Torah. You learn Torah Nevi'im V'Ksuvim, ואחר כך קורא בספר הזה, ושוב אין הצורך לספר אחר. ושוב אין הצורך לספר אחר. ורייב סדור, יויסר קילקן משתיקן. יויסר קילקן משתיקן. זאת ברמבה. יויסר קילקן משתיקן. זאת זה הסוגיה, זאת ברייב, אף דגנצה רמבה. זאת זה הסוגיה, אף דגנצה רמבה. זאת זה הסוגיה, אף דגנצה רמבה. זה הסוגיה. Aber mit Kolmer kommt es, der Rambam steht, that the reason that he written the Yad HaZoke is the Mishneh Torah, that a person could learn Tanakh and not then learn the Yad HaZoke and he will not call a Torah Kula. Zogt er, if a person will learn the Yad HaZoke, Tanakh, and not then will learn the Yad HaZoke, he will know everything. He will know Purim, he will know all of the stories. Hilchis Chanukah, he will not know. Chanukah is not in the Tanakh. He would not know the story. He would not know what happened in Chanukah. This is the reason the Rambam in Hilchis Chanukah starts the Halachas with Neimat Yisyahu, Kshegovro Malchus Yovon, Poshtu Arishoyim, Begufon, Bemamoinom, and Hilchis Purim, the Rambam doesn't say the story. And Hilchis Pesach, the Rambam doesn't say the story. Because in Hilchis Pesach, you learn Tanakh, you know the story. Hilchis Purim, you learn Tanakh, you know the story. Hilchis Chanukah, you learn Tanakh, you don't know the story. The Rambam is written to people that didn't learn Gemara. So maybe the Rambam has to bring down the story. The Rambam has to bring down the story. The Meile in Hilchis Chanukah, he can write down Hilchas Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. People don't know yet what is Hilchas Chanukah. They don't know that Chanukah exists. Meile, he has to stay over the story of Chanukah. And after he says over the story of Chanukah, he could write the Halachas of Chanukah. This is the reason Hilchis Chanukah, the Rambam has to write down even the story, but that is Eichet Chelik from the Maisa. But that in the story is also Chelik from the Maisa. That's what the Veld answers. The Mele in Hilchis Chanukah, the shame is also the Aloche, because the Rambam in Taka is the Aloche. Perek Aleph Aloche, Aleph in Aloche Beis, is the Aloche Zvos is Chanukah. But if you use Megiret Itzter, it's much more than that. That the shame of Chanukah, this is the chesed, it's not only all of the Gemara says, my Chanukah. It's not only like all the Yontefs, it's a day. The Choluch of Hei, that the people that have the Milchome, and the people that make the Krizis in Klal Yisrael, what was the Koyach of the Yevonim? The Yevonim came to Klal Yisrael, and they made Fakalt. They Fakalt the Ruchnias. With Emetzon, they Fakalt the ganze Ruchnias. People could be in a massive of Ruchnias, רצון את ארה תוך אלף תכוחס אין פקלת היבוני מסיימנים they took people from us and they made us פקלת what is that? כיסו לכם על קרן השויר אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוי כישראל big posters in the streets אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוי כישראל what's that על קרן השויר? Some people say I'm old, the שבורים work like the bosses so they have like big posters on the שבורים אין לנו חלק ונחלו באלוי כישראל רב לב גורביץ says he saw in the British Museum that Amor, instead of the bottles of the babies, they took the horns of the shvorim, they made a hole, those are given the bottles. So they wanted the kids from the time they born, Ein lanu chelek v'nachlo v'eloi k'Yisroel. What's it does? The koyach of Yevonim was sheker. How you make a sheker? You make ruach. Ruach. We make all different animals and fights and bulls and mice and the melech fakantach the ganze Yiddishkeit. Those are given the Yevonim. Fakant, not only that they didn't let. What happened is the Yevonim sat Klal Yisrael didn't go for that. So they tried to force them. But the Koyach of Yevonim was, Ein lanu chelek v'nachlo be'eloi k'Yisroel. What is our answer? Ner Chanukah manicho mibachutz. Bochim asked me, how much time you have to wait outside? Inside, the prince told me, you wait a half an hour. How much you wait outside? Today was raining. How much to wait outside? I got phone calls one after the other. They said, it's outside, you don't wait. You go to learn miyad. Hans, the ganze problem. If you life inside, you have a problem. People that already have the master to light outside on the ground, they're going to learn the app. Why? The whole point, when you light inside, you have to have Pirsum and Nisa. Outside, you don't need Pirsum and Nisa. So some of Nazar, we do Pirsum and Nisa for outside and we leave it. Do inside. It's the only Nisa we do outside, let me like it's filling in the windows. So we'll take a Shira Loche, we'll put it on and leave the room. It's not my idea. What's it, Pshat? The Teretz is, this is the Milchome of Yovan. We will show the whole world where they go. Yes, lenu chelek menachol beleike Yisrael. We fight the shtotzim. We fight the kalte menschen. We have mishkin shalchas with them. Not only we learn about we behave nicely. The oilam b'shmutzach in the middle say that you leave them. You pass on them. Outside we put them in oilam. So amot nezach, is a loche hadloke oysa mitzvah. So amot nezach, I want to ask you a shayla. Lama zolim in tefillin hanoche oysa mitzvah. You put on the tefillin, it moved. Hanoche oysa mitzvah. I tried, it moved away. Person put on tzitzis, a tears. No, hatoyo is a mitzvah. You write a sefer Torah, it became possible. Tzido is a mitzvah. What's the pshat doing that? Look, you're a mitzvah. You light the menorah, you don't have to take care of it. It's taken care of. The Torah says, Chazal, only in this mitzvah. I never know mitzvah like this in the world. It has to light for half an hour. But if it blew up, it's not your problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, light menorah outside. Shol klal Yisrael. Yes, we chaylek v'nachla b'leik Yisrael, but it's windy, it's hard. Kadosh Baruch Hu zok hadloke oisem mitzvah. You light it, I will do the rest. I'm not asking you to look after the half an hour. I'm asking you to light the fire. Pony the pony, with a knife against the elephant. That's the milchome. Don't worry for the rest. This is the way we symbolize it. We jump. That's the ganze milchome. And chonu, this will be more than me. Chonu chafei, menucha. We will say Hanukkah is a fight, fire. At the sof shlachim, they did the whole night. We say Hanukkah is relaxed. Parties, relax, singing, and this mitzvah we'll do here. So what it does? Hanukkah is relaxed, chonu chafei, and the shmuz arayim is fire. And we use fire. And we use the real fire. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Talmud HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fight, aber et amim anucha. Rabim b'yad me'atim, t'meim b'yad to'irim, aber de shpitz, reshoim b'yad ois kiser rosecho. Reshoim b'yad ois kiser rosecho. The nitzachon is the ois kiser rosecho. If a person wants to take himself, and this nisyonis of these days, and he counted on himself hours of kabbalah of learning Torah, hadloke ois mitzvah. Hadloke ois mitzvah. It will light, and it will light, and it will light. And the little oil, the small kishroiness that he has, will light for 8 days. The small kishroiness of the hadlok yoreis and mitzvah. Lama tansan abisu, lekovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lekovet HaSimcha, funchon HaChafei.